Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is March 5th, 2012. Thanks for listening. Hey, I have a reason du jour for the stock market going down today. And at first glance, it doesn't look like it was down too much, right? The Dow was down 4 and the S&P was down. Actually, Dow was down 14. S&P down 5 and the NASDAQ down 25. And actually, the NASDAQ led the way down, which we don't want to see. It looks like the market is struggling here, but the market was down a lot more earlier, right? At least the Dow, and you wonder if folks are moving into the larger cap dividend-paying stocks, the fluid stocks, the high-volume stocks. But anyways, the reason is that, at least the reason is you're according to the headlines, is that China's lowering their GDP growth target. So, you know, China's a big player now, and if they're lowering their target, that... That's not a good thing, but on the other hand, maybe they're just reaching for straws for why the market went down today, because, I don't know, maybe it just hit that 13,000 resistance, and, you know, that's where we were at the end of last April when the market went into the 2011 swoon, so, you know, maybe that's where there's just a lot of supply there, right? I don't know. Anyways, see what's going on today in stocks. A couple things caught my eye. First of all, Apple, right? Because Apple's got their conference on Wednesday, which everyone expects them to release the iPad 3. Although now we're hearing it may be called the iPad HD. It's supposed to have a new Retina display. And this iPad is being a little bit more telegraphed than ones in the past, right? It seems like we already know what the resolution is going to be and some of the features, a better camera, a better chip, although we don't know the specifics. And, you know, there's some questions about whether what kind of radio it'll have in it. Will it be a 3G? Will it be a 4G? I think if they come out with a 3G radio, it's going to be a little disappointing. That's just me. I see after hours, Nutrisystems was halted. It was down about 6.5%. They called the fourth quarter earnings per share dismal, quote unquote. And it was up during the day. But why I wanted to talk about that is... It's that time of year, right? It's just starting to warm up here in Sacramento, and you're starting to think about shorts and swimsuits and that kind of thing, and people like to lose weight for the summer, for bikini season. And I remember I've traded in and out of Nutrisystems a few times, and I started thinking about it this morning when I saw that Terry Bradshaw commercial, how he's lost 32 pounds. But it's kind of funny how their fourth quarter earnings per share, you know, were down, was halted 6.5%. So you wonder if going forward in the first quarter, second quarter, if their numbers will improve as folks try to slim down for the summer. I don't know. I also saw Zogenix. That's ZGNX. I don't own it. It's a biotech, up 15.6%. And they have earnings on the March 8th. And they have the FDA approved their migraine therapy drug, and I guess that's been a while since they did that, but we'll hear how that's selling, right? But the thing that caught my eye about this is that there was an article written in it at the Seeking Alpha website, and I don't know if you pay attention to the Seeking Alpha website. That's one of my favorite, but to me there's a lot of touting and shouting going on there, right? A lot of touting of stocks, and it seems like... I don't know the background of the writers who write there, but I read it just because it's a good news source. I really like their Market Currents, where it just kind of shows all the news, the headlines, that kind of stuff. And also there's some, you know, pretty good articles there. And I do have my favorite writers there, but kind of funny that there was an article in Seeking Alpha about Zogenix, and the stock was up 15.6% today, so... That to me sounds like it's getting a little frothy, although I think I mentioned in the blog that I had been training some of the biotechs, and, you know, ZGNX, hey, that's a biotech, right? So it looks like, you know, when those things get going, that's when folks are basically gambling, and you can make a lot on some of these stocks if you get it right, and of course you could lose a lot if you get it wrong. See what else? Of course, over the weekend we heard about the Chevy Volt, right? Basically, GE... laying off about, 1,300 workers because of they're halting production at least for a while. The what's behind that is that the Chevy Volt had a 30,000 car target for 2012, and so far in January they just sold a little over 1,000 cars. Doing the math, that's not going to work out, right? So what's the problem here? What's the problem with the Chevy Volt? Well, for me, the battery lasts about, what, 30 to 40 miles, something like that. Then the gas engine kicks in. And I think it's a little early for the mass production of the battery technology, at least this kind. I mean, I guess, you know, the Prius sells really well. You know, at the same time, Ford sold over 22,000 Mustangs. So there's no demand for the Chevy Volt. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's supply-demand. When there's a car available that has better performance, is more reliable, consumers will buy it. But right now, folks are saying, you know what? I can handle $4 gas. I can handle the... I'd rather have a Mustang. So there you go. I saw an article today about demographic trends and kind of warning folks about stocks and bonds going forward that there could be selling pressure because there's going to be a lot more folks retiring in the years ahead, right? The baby boomers. As they retire, they'll need to pull money out of stock, right? Well, the funny thing about this is that, remember last decade? Remember the book, The Roaring 2000s? That was also a book about demographics. That was the book about, hey, baby boomers are going to retire and they need to make a lot of money in the stock market so that they can retire. So 2000s are going to be great for stocks. Well, exactly the opposite happened. So I started thinking about, would retirees sell stocks and bonds to retire? Well, first of all, the average person doesn't own a lot of stocks, right? It's mostly owned by hedge funds, mutual funds, pensions, that sort of thing. So, and you think about pensions, I mean, they use the money to generate money. Even if you own like, say you own AT&T, right? It pays a 5% dividend. Are you going to sell your AT&T stock or are you going to just take the dividend and live off your dividend? You don't know how long you're going to live and you might need the cash. A lot of investment advisors promote, you know, you don't withdraw your principal. You just live off the income generated from your stocks and bonds. So will folks really sell? I don't know. This is one of those predictions. I don't think it's going to work out the way this writer predicted. I don't think folks are just going to dump stocks. I mean, I think folks are going to continue to have to beat inflation and continue to live off dividends. That's my thought. You know, speaking of stock markets and volatility, as we're seeing some volatility increase around the 13,000 mark in the Dow, I saw some ETFs that really trade either high volatility or low volatility, or beta, if you will. A couple ticker symbols. SPLV is the low volatility. Trades about 0.7 of the 70% of the S&P 500. So I guess if the S&P 500 goes up 10% or down 10%, this should do 7%, right? That's what you would expect it to do. And there's also an SPHB, which is the high beta. There's not a lot of volume in the high beta one. More volume in the more trading volume in the low in the SPLV than SPHB. But SPHB, it depends on what stocks it owns, of course. But it can trade up to a beta of 2, which is twice the S&P 500. So, hey, that's exciting, right? So as you know, as I look, you know, I look at upping and downing beta, and I usually use like the NASDAQ 100. Or I'll use dividend-paying ETFs. But and actually, if you look at the dividend on the SPLV, I think it's over 3%, so that's another option. Okay, finally, well, actually, here's another one. Here's a prediction. Laszlo Brini came out last week projecting 1,700 on the S&P 500 for this year. We'll see. 1,700. Write it down. Laszlo Brini. Major League Baseball, spring training started over the weekend, and I bought the MLB.TV package again. And this year I also did the minor league package, only for an additional $20. I don't know how much of that I watched, but it was an impulse buy at checkout. Would you like to add minor league baseball? For $20, you get 2,500 games. I'm in. And I noticed I have the app already for Major League Baseball on my iPhone, and this year Apple is not charging additional money for the Major League Baseball app. If you're a premium MLB.TV subscriber, you get the app for free, and all the content is available. You just enter in your username and password. So, ain't that cool? Well, hey, it's a Monday. It's March. I hope you're having a great one.
And today's music from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com is Zoom by Bill Grease. See ya.
You're far away, out of my range, and I'm stuck where I'm standing, and I miss your face and the showing you. smile just keeps me grounded. I wish I could zoom, zoom, zoom. I wanna see the things you do. Bring them all into view. I wanna zoom, zoom in. Zoom, zoom, zoom. I wanna get a good look at you. See your whole world through some kind of zoom, zoom lens. You still believe, have faith that we'll wind our way together. But until then, I guess I'll sit and just think about the times we had. Use the vision of my mind's eye as I zoom, zoom, zoom. I wanna see the things you do. Bring them all into view. I wanna zoom, zoom in. I wanna get a good look at you. See your whole world through some kind of zoom, zoom lens. This thing.